50 below wind chill.
It's pretty darn cold out there. It's crazy.
Crazy and dangerous.
Safety is now a major concern.
Uncovering the FaceTime flaw.
It was frustrating. I thought there was a major security issue.
What's in that fruit juice?
Be concerned, but don't panic.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A nasty wind is blowing in the upper Midwest.
When that wind starts whipping, that is what brings on the coldest of the cold.
Record-shattering wind chills of more than 50 below zero are making life outdoors unbearable. Getting the car started is tough and maybe impossible for some this morning. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Minneapolis, where the mercury now reads 27 below zero.
The combination of snow and below average temperatures is making everyday tasks almost unbearable.
I have seven layers on.
Oh, bless your heart.
In Minneapolis, police hit the streets to help those in need.
Hey, you need gloves.
They handed out free gloves to kids in low-income neighborhoods.
It's important just to connect with the community and make sure people are safe.
Officers took us through the city looking for homeless people to help.
The reality of it is it's too dangerous for people to be out here in the street.
We encountered a man sleeping outside in 20 below weather. He eventually allowed officers to call an ambulance for him.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says, indeed, this is dangerous stuff.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
There won't be mail delivery in six states today. It's limited in four others. At least six deaths in three states are blamed on this stretch of brutal weather. President Trump tweets this morning, if the committee now meeting on border security is not discussing a wall, they're wasting their time. A group of Republicans and Democrats is trying to head off a second partial government shutdown.
Only 16 days remain for the committee to hammer out some kind of deal on border security that will please both the White House and congressional Democrats. But there aren't many indications that the talks will be successful. President Trump is still demanding his $5.7 billion for a border wall, while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to say that she won't support any money for a barrier of any kind. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, the U.S. begins 2 days of trade talks with China today.
The two sides face a March deadline set by President Trump to avoid new tariffs on Chinese goods that would only further escalate the trade war. China trade expert Derek Scissors says the U.S.'s goal shouldn't merely be to get Beijing to buy more American goods.
It's primarily about them not cheating.
In particular, ending the Chinese theft of American technology. Scissors says the U.S. should be skeptical of any promises and get China to agree to enforcement mechanisms. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Well, Chicago police are looking into shocking claims from an actor. Here's CBS's Dean Reynolds. Sometimes you feel
insecure. Jussie Smollett, who plays a gay musician on the Fox hit show Empire and identifies as gay in real life, says he was beaten by two masked men who shouted racist epithets, gay slurs, and put a noose around his neck. 12 detectives and a number of FBI agents are now investigating what has been classified as a possible hate crime. But sources say they have seen security video of Smollett outdoors early Tuesday morning and nothing of an assault.
We're hearing from the person who first told Apple about its FaceTime bug. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
14-year-old Grant Thompson stumbled onto the flaw that led FaceTime callers to hear others by mistake.
I was, like, looking at my Xbox, and I just heard the little notification of someone joining the FaceTime.
He was bombarded.
I was just getting, like, so many, like, texts and Snapchats and stuff.
Grant told his mom, who went on social media to
let Apple know that I thought there was a major security issue.
More than a week passed before her warning went viral.
It was frustrating.
Apple finally admitted a problem, promising a fix later this week. Steve?
Reports say Facebook has shut down a program to pay iPhone users as much as $20 a month to share their personal data. There are indications teenagers took part in the program. The app is still available for Android users. Closing arguments are set for today in the New York trial of accused Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman. WCBS Radio's Peter Haskell.
After presenting a parade of witnesses and a mountain of evidence, the biggest challenge for prosecutors might be summarizing the case. The jury heard about drug dealing, murder, and escapes. Guzman is accused of running a multi-million dollar cartel. His lawyers claimed it was someone else calling the shots.
A new report raises some serious questions about fruit juice. CBS's Anna Werner.
Consumer Reports tested 45 different juices for four heavy metal substances: inorganic arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury. They found that every single product contained a measurable amount of at least one heavy metal, except for mercury. 21 of the samples contained one or a combination of heavy metals that reached a level Consumer Reports researchers deemed concerning for daily consumption.
There's also concern this morning about some chicken nuggets, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
The recall is for more than 36,000 pounds of Tyson's chicken nuggets because they may have rubber in them. The products were sold in 5-pound packages labeled Tyson White Meat Panko Chicken Nuggets with a best if used by date of November 26th, 2019.
A retired Utah doctor is suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow for more than $3 million. 72-year-old Terry Sanderson accuses her of running into him on a ski slope more than 2 years ago.
I heard this hysterical scream like you never hear, like King Kong came out of the jungle or something. And then it was just instantaneous. I got hit in my back. It felt like right about shoulder blades. It drove me forward. Downward.
He says he was left with injuries that included a concussion. Paltrow's people say the suit is without merit. He was a smooth singer and a talented songwriter. James Ingram collaborated with Michael Jackson and others and had hits of his own in the 1980s and 90s. Ingram, a two-time Grammy winner, died yesterday of brain cancer. He was 66. As we reported last week, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is running for president. The mayor of Los Angeles isn't.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti last night said no.
I've decided not to throw my hat into the ring to run for president in 2020.
He wants to do more in Los Angeles.
This is where I want to be. And this is a place where we have so much exciting work to finish.
The mayor did not rule out a future run. In fact, when someone suggested that, he joked,
Garcetti 2040, I'd like to say that right now.
Historically, Garcetti would have faced tough odds. No sitting mayor has ever been elected president. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, there's good news for fans who spent thousands to get to Sunday's Super Bowl. The Atlanta Stadium's reputation for low concession prices during the regular season will not change for the big game. A hot dog or a slice of pizza is just a couple of bucks. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.